Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Grammys are Sunday, and this is the title track from A Moment Apart, the new album from the Seattle-based electronic duo Odessa. They're nominated for Best Dance Electronic Album. But for Odessa's millions of fans in the underground electronic scene that birthed them, the album is more than a dance album. Harrison Mills and Clayton Knight formed Odessa in 2012 when they were classmates at Western Washington University. They named the band after Harrison's uncle's ship, which sank. Only the uncle and a crewmate survived. They've said it underscores the emotion in their music. And they join us now from the studios of KUOW in Seattle. Harrison, hello.
Hello.
And Clayton Knight, you there?
I am here, yes. Thanks for having us.
First of all, how are you feeling about the Grammys?
Good, good.
Nervous. We haven't written anything, so I don't know.
We'll see.
Scared if it happens.
It'll be our first time going, so we're pretty pumped to see the whole show.
Well, you know, you are fresh and new for a lot of people, and yet have been adored by millions. You know, when you go online to hear some of your music, the comments are just religious in nature. How would you describe your music? Harrison, how would you describe it?
Ooh, that's really tough. I think we try really hard to blend lots of different genres together. So it's always kind of been tough for me to try to pinpoint one thing. But I would say it's definitely an electronic backbone, but there's influence. It's hard because I could say like our top influences in it, but it's like kind of like a mixture of indie music, hip hop, and like almost synth pop.
Well, and I don't think it does it justice to call it dance music or dance electronic, because there is not a spirituality. What is it you're trying to get across?
I'm not sure. It's kind of a euphoric feeling that we like when we listen to music, like those kind of the chills you get when you hear a really good song. Mm-hmm. We try to, you know, get that out of our music as much as possible. So if it's not kind of making the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, it's not something we're going to be into. So that's what we try to push, those moments and those kind of euphoric feelings throughout our music, as well as blending a bunch of different sounds together and trying to experiment as much as possible.
Yeah, it's almost the way I feel when I hear Toto and Africa, you know, but it's yeah, got the whole new vibe to it. Let's listen to a little of the Grammy-nominated song again for Best Dance Recording, Line of Sight. Clayton Knight, what are the different layers? Like, what's going on? I know there's computer playback, drum line. What's going on?
Yeah, so this track's been kind of a work in progress for a long time. So Rory Andrews, or Wynn, is the lead vocalist. So he sent us a really rough demo with this kind of synth pad and just his vocals at the beginning. And so we kind of loved the sound he had, loved the ideas, but wanted to kind of beef it up. And so we kind of added these big drums and kind of these big bass lines as well, and then tried to really amp up the energy near this chorus section as much as possible. So it took about 2 months of back and forth between him and us, fine-tuning different sounds and whatnot, till we got something we really liked, and this is kind of what came out of it.
Who's the female voice?
So that's just a pitched vocal verse that Rory did, actually. Huh. So he's just kind of, I think there's not even real lyrics to it, so he's just kind of jamming on it, and then it pitched up a little bit. So will you help me die? Then the end part, there's an end part that kind of lifts near the last chorus that the Manchinaire guys helped write. They're also featured on the song. They're doing all the background vocals. They have this kind of beautiful choir-esque feel to them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of different layers, a lot of different elements going on and kind of hopefully working together.
Talk about the live experience. I was reading about your show at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. It's spectacular. I mean, there's fire and pyrotechnics, and the two of you standing on a platform firing back, or, you know, what's going on?
So we kind of approach our live show as a completely different beast. a lot of our music is fairly intimate and personal. It's like a lot of the time headphone music. And so when we approach our live show, we want it to match the setting. And we have a horn line, we have a guitarist, we have a six-person drum line. And then we have, obviously, a light show and visuals and all these different things. And me and Clay are drumming and twisting knobs and doing all sorts of stuff. So this recent show took us about 4 months.
So to be more clear about what you're doing.
Well, this is Clayton. So the live element on our end is basically we have these two MIDI controllers that allow us to play various pieces of the song. So they're what are called stems, which are just the broken down elements of a track. So one stem could just be the kick, one stem could just be the snare, one stem could just be the vocal. So we have control over each individual piece of every song, so we can loop different pieces, reverse different pieces, layer them with other songs. So you got this huge palette of different sounds to work with and kind of mix and match different things. So that's going on, as well as us playing live drums and electronic drums. And then we also have our drum line with us.
Talk about the drum line. It has its own Instagram.
Yes. It's become a very integral part of the show. And we kind of experimented with the idea of adding them a long while back. And then we met the Colorado drum line when we brought them out for one of our Red Rock shows, and just kind of fell in love with their passion. And they've kind of been adding so much to the show and working on choreographing different elements and kind of just being a part of it in a way that, you know, the other drum lines just weren't. And we kind of decided this last run we want to take them on the road, and they're basically part of the full show at this point.
I want to listen to another piece from the album, the Grammy-nominated album, A Moment Apart. You worked with a lot of artists. Regina Spektor, you were fans of hers. It sounds like you didn't dream that she would end up on your album.
We were little fanboys of her since high school. And it was kind of a name we threw out, just not really thinking anything of it, because we just figured she was too big or too much a part of a different world than us. And it just kind of all lucked out that she liked the demos we sent, and we became friends. And it was a really awesome part of making this album, and I think a goal we achieved that we always kind of wanted to.
That's Regina Spektor singing on the new album from the band Odessa, A Moment Apart. And I want to listen to soul singer Leon Bridges. He is featured on Across the Room.
Long hair across the room, baby, she got that glow. I know you see me over here, so dance on me real slow. We've been going for about 2 hours, and I don't even know your name. So baby, please reveal.
That's the young soul singer Leon Bridges on the song Across the Room. The new album from the band Odessa, A Moment Apart. We've got the duo behind Odessa here, Harrison Mills, Clayton Knight. Clayton, who's your wish list?
Well, obviously, Leon was one of those. So we've been huge fans of him for a long time. And he was just kind of in Seattle one day doing a private gig. And we're like, hey, you got some free time to pop in the studio? Haven't met him before. You know, you never know how those things are going to go, because it can always, sometimes it can be a little awkward, just feeling out the energy in the room. But it came together really fast. We just showed him a couple beats, and he took to it really well. And we wrote that whole thing kind of in 1 8-hour session, which is pretty unreal.
Mm-hmm. And Harrison, I'm wondering, you've got this indie sound, as you said, certainly indie start. Your new album, more than 1.5 million views on YouTube. You're on Spotify and all these streaming ways of getting to your music. Do you feel like you're crossing over from one world to another? Do you worry that these loyal fans of yours, they've been able to be a part of your world online? And now, I mean, there's a certain pride, I'm sure. You'll be up at the Grammys, but has anyone expressed concern? Oh, my God, you're selling out, or you're going into that mainstream world?
I think we've tried really hard to just stay really authentic and genuine to the sound we've always wanted to create. And I mean, all of this came as a huge surprise. So I don't feel like there's really been much backlash to that. I think you'll never make everyone happy. But I mean, we made conscious decisions to have Regina Spektor and Leon Bridges be our like biggest features, you know, and like Rye X, who are all these indie artists that we just really enjoy. You know, we try really hard to kind of stay authentic to ourselves, and hopefully that shines through.
How much did Washington, the state of Washington, form you? You want to take that, Clayton?
Well, Washington's been kind of our home since we can remember. You know, the writing and kind of the weather in general definitely adds to the energy. But so this last album, we had probably the longest, hardest winter in Seattle that I can remember. It literally rained for like a month straight. So we were just kind of locked in the studio during this dreary weather trying to write some music. But, it kind of really added to this kind of internal energy that you don't get. There's really no distractions or reasons to go outside. So we spent, a lot of time just kind of exploring different worlds and adding as much as we can. So, Pacific Northwest is known for its indie music and kind of folk background. And I think a lot of that seeps in to our music here and there.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
I just want to say I've been a huge fan of you for a very long time, an avid NPR listener.
Oh.
So it's quite an honor to be on here.
Okay, then I really want you to win.
I just want to say I've been a much bigger fan. I've recorded everything.
Odessa's Harrison Mills and Clayton Knight, they say they'll be the ones in flannel at the Grammys on Sunday. From Washington, get it.